Here, I'm going to share something with you. This is, you know, normally we read a scripture up here, right? And we take the Word of God. We believe, y'all believe like I do, I'm sure, that the Word of God is God's Word for us today. And it's written in the book. But I can also show you or tell you that when God speaks through His man, the man or woman of God, that's just as much part of the word for me. I had a prophet. You've had it happen, Tom? Where the prophet will speak to you or the man or God will speak to you and tell you something from His Word, from the Word of God, that will encourage you and lift you up. Well, after we were spending some time in prayer the other day, I remembered this. This was from Pastor Susie. She came into the service. This has been a number of years ago. And when she was receiving the offering, before she stood up, she said, God spoke to me this morning, and He gave me a word for you, the church. And this was His word. God had said to her, He said, I'm bringing great wealth into the hands of my people in these days. I'm transferring wealth, finances, properties, equipment, money, out of the kingdom of darkness where it's been held up in the reservoir for these last days. And there's verses for that. That I'm just asterisks, Eddie's make a comment here. There are verses in the Bible for that. Okay, now I'm continuing. But the time has now come for the transfer, a great transfer of wealth, far greater than the transfer of wealth from Egypt to my people. I am putting it into the hands of those who hear and obey. Those who hear me, who eagerly pursue hearing from me, will find the wealth. I'll tell them where it is and how to unlock its chains that have bound it in the kingdom of darkness. I'll show them how to open the gates of the dam that have held it in reservoir for this day and for this time. But you must hear from me. Only I know how to unlock its chains. Only I know how to open the gates. It will not be done by man's wisdom. It won't be done by man's might. It won't be done by the power of man. Asterisks. Remember the service we had Wednesday week ago, a couple weeks ago, that it's not done by what we do. It's not our job that's producing it. It's not me working. This is God working in us and through us. It's a sign. It will be a sign and a wonder to all those that it's God doing this through us. It's not just me and you. It's God on our side. Okay, back into it. It will only come to you by my spirit communing with your spirit, and spirit to spirit it will come. Spirit to spirit it will come. So listen to me, listen with the ear of your heart, commune with me, and I will bring great, immeasurable wealth into this body to accomplish my will, my purpose, and my plan on the earth. And see, that was a word that God gave her for our body of believers, our church. That was a number of years back. I don't know if, does anybody remember that besides me? It was in that service? I have a habit when something like that happens, I get the tape of the CD and I write it all down. And I keep it. Here was another one. This one was back a number of years ago. And again, Pastor Susie was up receiving her offering, the offering in the morning. Service like this, and she said, God spoke to me this morning for a word about your finances. God's plan is to channel money to you. He has a long list of ways to get finances into your hands. He has inventions and ideas for businesses that will make you extremely rich. God has wisdom to release to you that will completely overhaul your financial life, and He wants to anoint you with a power that attracts money to you like magnet attracts iron. Now, the thing about these, and that was the word for us that day. The thing about these things, it's not for us to have money that we squander or spend it on ourselves. It's really about, and I think when you look at Acts 4, and it says that the body was of one heart and one mind, and they didn't have any lack among them, that they all took and they shared equally with one another, and so that the whole purpose of that was that the gospel would be preached and it would flourish and it would go out. We're at a time and a place where that's God's thing for us. Our heart here is not so that you get the biggest house, biggest car, biggest whatever. That's not the deal. All this stuff's gonna burn up one day. It doesn't really matter. What matters is souls. That's what matters. People matter. people matter. Stuff doesn't matter. People is what counts. People is what matters. But we've got something on the inside of us, the power of God, and it is to get the gospel out, to finance it in other nations, to reach other people, to train up life givers. I mean, you and I, when we give into Good News Church, you get a part of the reward for all that that Pastor Matt and Susie did this week. And every time somebody watches one of those DVDs and they pray with somebody to get saved, or somebody goes out and lays hands on the sick and they recover, or whatever they do, we get part of that reward. Because we're a body of believers who are supporting that. And we're behind that. But the call is greater than what we've seen so far. The need is bigger than what we've seen so far. Y'all follow what I'm saying? It's something greater and bigger than what we've actually has come into our mind so far. We haven't thought of it as big as God thinks of it. He's got something big for you. He's got something big for you, bigger than what you've ever done before. So in our prayer times, Pastor Nate and I have been praying, and God gave us this number. He said that we are to believe Him for you as a group of churches, that we're to believe that your income will be $3,600,000 for the people of Good News Church. Now, I don't know exactly how that number came exactly about, but that's what he was saying to us, is that we need to believe for you guys that our collective income here at Good News Church will be $3,600,000. And that's just that's just the baseline. That's the starting point. Because he's got something big for you to do. Now, the reason I'm telling you all this is to raise your expectation, to increase your expectancy. God has said to us in his written word, and he has said it through our pastors, that he's got plans for you and your finances and for you and how you use your finances to finance the kingdom of God. He's got ideas and insights and concepts to get to you, inventions, or whatever is out there. He's got ways to get things to you that goes beyond you and your job. And primarily it comes through you and your giving. And your giving, see, opens the door of expectancy for him to give back to you. There's scripture for that. So I'm just sharing this with you to encourage you. We've been thinking too small. We've been looking at our problems. See, what happened was Pastor Nate and I got in there, and we're thinking about the church and the finances of the, you know, the whatever the budget is here. And before we knew it, we didn't see that anymore. We saw the bigger picture, which was you. Because you barely bumping by is not God's plan. You living in lack is not God's plan. You not having enough is not God's plan. It is not. God wants you to be blessed so that you're a blessing. He is, and if I had time to have a service for myself, I would show you in the scripture, because I've studied this out and I'm fully aware of what the Bible says. But God is interested in you and your finances. He pays attention to it. He does. And he wants to increase you more and more. That's God's plan. So what we need to do, and the problem is not on God's side. The problem ultimately always is it's on our side. He's not withholding. He's not holding it back. He's patiently waiting. He's waiting for us to receive. We just need to say, hey, God, I'll receive. Let's put ourselves at a heart in a position to receive. Let's receive what he's got. Can we do that? Well, so give as he instructs you. Give your tithes. Give the offerings. But as you're giving, raise your expectancy. Raise your expectancy. Go beyond anything you've ever thought of in the past. Dream big, because he's going to do more than what you can dream. And God's got a plan just for you. Let's say something first, and then I'll pray. Heavenly Father, I receive from you all that you have for me. Show me, lead me, guide me, tell me what you want me to do so that the blessings will flow through me. If promotion is what you want, I receive it. If giving is what you want, I give it. There is no limit to me as what you will ask me to do. Nothing's impossible for me because I trust in you. All right, now I'm going to pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your word. We thank you that you spoke to us through your written word. We also thank you, Heavenly Father, that you've spoken to us through our pastors. We receive these words for us today. Like Paul told Timothy, we let these words do the warfare. They do the work for us. We just believe it, we receive it, and we act on it. We act like it is so. Heavenly Father, we know that there is a great day out in front of us, a day of opportunity like we've not thought of before, a day where we can get the gospel out, just not to our city, but to the nations and impact this world for you. And in doing that, we purpose together as a church to finance this gospel and to finance the getting it out. That's our place. So flow through us. Everything that you'd have need of here for us to get this job done, flow through us. And multiply our giving back to us in the way we need it the most. We just thank you for your truth and your word. In Jesus' name, amen.